Daily. For halfway day and look, week, I can't take much more, okay? Doris Day, Tim Conway, for the love of God, will you ease up on us?
I hadn't heard about Tim.
Sorry. All these spoilers we're getting. You finally had to learn on the group page yesterday about Whiskey Cavalier being canceled. Now you learn about Tim Conway. Really? So you don't visit our Facebook stuff.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Ides of May. We're the wonderful folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter. There's even a Facebook group that
some people who are part of the show don't go to.
Someone even apologized for saying that on the group. You should see that. It's nice. The folks bringing it to you today, the man who's got one thing to say about these damn meetings they keep throwing up at the last minute, that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
The next time we meet, one of us will die.
Ooh, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Bad luck and misfortune will infest your pathetic soul for all eternity.
That's fair. What happened this fine day, sir?
I don't know if I want to go into it, man. Too many bad things. You know, we'll look back in the past. That's a good idea. There's nothing bad that happened then.
Nope.
In 1672, the first U.S. copyright law is enacted by the state of Massachusetts.
1718, the defense rapid-fire gun, the world's first machine gun, is patented by a London lawyer, James Puckle. Buckle up, babies.
Gosh, why would a lawyer need a... 1928, Just Plain Crazy, starring Mickey and Minnie Mouse, which is an animated short, featured the first appearance of those two characters. The cartoon was co-directed by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks. Iwerks, of course, also the main animator for the short.
1935, at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, Albert Einstein is awarded the Benjamin Franklin Medal for his outstanding fundamental contributions to theoretical physics, especially his relativity theory, which of course means the more successful you are, the more relatives you have.
Now, of course, we're assuming it was for the theoretical physics and stuff like that. It might be for some of the other things Benjamin Franklin was known for. 1937, RCA demonstrates projection television with images enlarged to 8 feet by 10 feet, at Institute of Radio Engineers Convention.
1940, McDonald's, which will grow into the world's largest chain of fast food restaurants, is founded when brothers Dick and Mac McDonald open one on Route 66 in San Bernardino, California. It consists of 25 items, mostly barbecue.
Well, I guess it's a good thing they went with Mac's name as the first part of that, because Dick Donald might be a little bit different when you're expecting a Happy Meal. In 1953, Stanley L. Miller publishes his paper on the synthesis of amino acids under conditions that simulate primordial Earth's atmosphere in the journal Science.
1957, Great Britain tests the first hydrogen bomb in the air off Christmas Island in the Central Pacific Ocean in Operation Grapple. They become the third nation after the United States and the Soviet Union with thermonuclear capabilities.
1958, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 3, answering all the questions left behind by Sputnik 1 and 2.
1959, an intelligible voice message is bounced off the moon from Jordan Bank in the United Kingdom to the Cambridge Research Center in Massachusetts. They were very careful not to blow up the moon.
Well, every other one was just unintelligible. It was right. They didn't know what the hell they were talking about. In 1960, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 4. This time it's personal.
Well, actually, literally, in space. 1963, NASA astronaut L. Gordon Cooper blasts off aboard Faith 7 on the final mission of the Project Mercury space program.
Not sure I would trust any sort of spacecraft called Faith. I'd rather it be called Science.
You gotta have faith.
1974, the first Unix users meeting organized by Lou Katz at Columbia University happened.
And he gave them therapy afterwards. 1982, according to Twin Galaxies, Kenneth Vance, age 18, scores a record-setting 397,460 points playing the Atari game Space Duel for 1 hour and 7 minutes at the Tilt Arcade in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's got to be the shortest of the titles on... Yeah,
some of them are like 3 weeks long. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. 1989, the Star Trek The Next Generation episode Samaritan Snare debuts. In the episode, a group of dim-witted aliens, the Paclids, kidnap Geordi to fix their malfunctioning ship.
1993, a woman in Paris is surgically given two new lungs, both of which are cut from the single lung of a large man.
Huh, didn't know they could do that. 2003, Warner Brothers releases the science fiction film Matrix Reloaded, directed by the Wachowski brothers at the time, and starring Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, and Hugo Weaving.
2010, Google publicly admits to having mistakenly collected information sent over unencrypted private Wi-Fi networks for the past 3 years with its Street View cars. The potential privacy breaches become public knowledge after German authorities audited the data collected by Google Street View, and they immediately ordered the practice discontinued. They've never done it again. Trust them. Birthdays?
Jamie Lynn Sigler, 38 years old, from The Sopranos, Entourage, and Jewtopia.
I didn't misspell that. David Krumholtz is 41, from Adam's Family Values, the live-action JLA pilot, the Santa Claus series, and of course, the Harold and Kumar series.
Chaz Palminteri is 67 years old, from Oscar, Usual Suspects, Mulholland Falls, and I think he actually has like a rib joint or something like that.
Lainey Kazan is 79, from My Favorite Year, Harry and the Hendersons, and My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Born this day no longer with us. 1859, Pierre Curie, French physicist and academic, Nobel Prize laureate, but most importantly, he was married to one of the badass lady scientists of the day, a gal everybody should know, Marie Curie.
And he really lit up a room, too. 1905, Joseph Cotten from Citizen Kane, Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte, and the abominable Dr. Fibes.
1909, James Mason. From 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, North by Northwest, the 1959 Journey to the Center of the Earth, and Frankenstein, the True Story.
1918, Joseph Weissman, he was Dr. No in Dr. No, Draco in Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Huh, I didn't realize they had Slytherins even then. In CBS, we've got I See the Million Dollars on a new Survivor and an Amazing Race and, of course, a SEAL team.
ABC tonight will be showing Toy Story 2. Okay, then Giant Standish's curiosity leads them to a shocking surprise on a newly canceled Whiskey Cavalier.
Man, what? ABC, take off, you hosers. NBC has the Chai Try, Chicago Med, Fire, and Pud.
Over on Fox, MasterChef Celebrity Family Showdown, and one of the contestants is forced to leave the hotel so a brand new guest can arrive while the relationships between the singles become more intense on a new Paradise Hotel.
You know what, ABC? This is why you don't have nice things, because when you get nice things, you just throw them away. Now, CW has, after receiving a mysterious invitation from Veronica and Jughead, joined forces in an attempt to confront the evils of the past once and for all in New Riverdale and a new Jane the Virgin.
I'm very happy that I successfully called out who the Gargoyle King was. Freeform, on the night of the school gala, the gang becomes convinced that they know who killed Nolan and set out to prove it on a new Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionists.
Hey, ABC, listen to what FX is doing. They've got Nandor the Relentless finally applies for American citizenship on a What We Do in the Shadows. It's a weird-ass show, and they keep it on because they back it.
Which has been renewed for a new season. FXX, yeah. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
FXM, just like Whiskey Cavalier, it's gone, girl.
IFC's got a new Brockmire.
See, that show's been around for a while. IFC right? believes in it. Paramount, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Look, there's no way I can tie that in. No. That movie sucks.
Sci-Fi Channel Sax finds himself falling into a bottomless pit as Happy brings out a cake on a new episode of Happy. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A girl and her younger siblings move to a small town after their parents are killed in a mysterious car accident. But as she discovers their deaths, as she investigates them, I should say, she learns that she must do whatever it takes to protect her family. Krista B. Allen and John Schneider star in Family of Lies.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. When Stefan thinks one of the company models has something extra in her pants, Sonny admits he once dated her and sets out to prove he didn't make out with a guy for 20 minutes once upon a time. Which is kind of funny if you think about it. Chad sneaks into Abby's apartment to try to win her back, but she throws him out. So he talks to the press to try to get some sympathy, and then 73% of the country say Abby should take him back. So she schedules an interview with Entertainment Tonight to tell her side of the story. Hope manages to get a private bathroom, but a builder knocks out the water line to the main restrooms, forcing everyone on the floor to use her executive washroom. She gets so upset she becomes a real scream queen. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, sadly, no, because, of course, everyone has, you know, taken such a hit because we're still watching, you know, Tim Conway do that elephant joke from the Carol Burnett show yesterday. But once you get done with that and, you know, changing your pants because you will pee yourself laughing, there's no way not to. Why don't you drop us a note? Tell us your favorite Tim moment. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could always send it in a voicemail. You could try to recreate it if you'd like. We're not going to judge. We try to do it all the time. Just dial
510-GRD-CROW.
But don't try to do Dorf. That's really a visual.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. I guess we can make her a cup reporter, right? She's part of the show. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure she puts that on her IMDb page.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Indeed it is. What's going to be waiting for us at the comic shop, sir?
From Detective Comics, we've got Batman 71, Justice League 24, Teen Titans number 30, and this is it. In this issue, all secrets are revealed. Who is Naomi? Where did she come from? Where did she go? What about Cotton Eye Joe? But what can she do? And what does it mean for the rest of the DC Universe in Naomi number 5? Wait, if they reveal all the sequels, they don't need a 6, do they?
With Marvel Comics, you get Giant Man number 1, Old Man Quill number 5 of 12, and War of the Realms 4 of 6. But then, former smuggler Lando Calrissian has a beautiful dream, a life of leisure and luxury as he's totally legitimate Baron Administrator Cloud City. All he needs to do is take care of his money troubles with one last big scam. But what will get in his way the most? His bad luck or his annoying sense of ethics he seems to be developing? It's Star Wars Age of Rebellion, Lando Calrissian, number 1 of 5. It's what Billy Dee would do.
Look, I love Lando, but he was not legitimate if he's running scams and dealing with the Empire. Nope.
It's a sliding scale.
Oh, fair enough. Boom Studios. There's about 45 measurements on that scale, right? Boom Studios, we've got Adventure Time, Marcy and Simon, 5 of 6, Firefly, number 6, Saban's Go-Go Power Rangers, number 20. From Dynamite Entertainment, we've got Battlestar Galactica Classic, number 4, Kiss, The End. I'm assuming it's chronicling their 147th retirement tour, number 2, Xena, Warrior Princess, number 2, and A Friendship is Finished, The World is in Peril, and Goldfinger, Once Diamonds. Check out James Bond as Goldfinger decides to break his gimmick in James Bond 007, number 7.
But not number 007. IDW Publishing, Batman, The Max, Arkham Dreams, 4 of 5, Tangled, The Series, Here and Now, number 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder in Hell, number 3, and Aftershock Comics, it's Orphan Age, number 2. But over at Titan, you've got the maddening conclusion to Eileen's story. What awaits the Hunter of Hunters in the latest arc of the official Bloodborne comic from acclaimed creative team, Alice Cote and Pietro Kowalski, into the world of the Sony Interactive Entertainment and From Software's horror action gaming smash hit, Bloodborne, number 12. I got paid $6 for that.
And Uwe Boll is not allowed to touch it. Oh, wait, that was Blood Rain. Yeah, never mind. From Valiant, we've got Life and Death of Toyo Harada, number 3 of 6. Livewire, number 6. From Dark Horse, we've got Calamity Kate, number 3. And Disney Pixar, The Incredibles 2, Secret Identities 2 of 3. Neil Gaiman's American Gods, The Moment of the Storm, number 2. But Detective Migdalia Torres investigates a vicious strangling on a Boston subway car with no feasible leads, as potential evidence produces dead ends. Migdalia inadvertently takes in a vagrant named Yusef, who may have a supernatural connection to the crime at hand. In Last Stop on the Red Line, number 1.
Over at Image Comics, Fair Lady, number 2, Gideon Falls, number 13, Kick-Ass, number 14, over at Danger Zone, it's Aberrant Season 2, number 2 of 5, Zombie Tramp, number 59. But over at Action Lab Entertainment, Madison, a spunky 9-year-old girl, is granted passage to a beach full of mystical and nautical-themed creatures after helping a beached narwhal. There she befriends a standoffish boy she calls Blue, who has a few secrets of his own. In her first adventure, the kids face off against the Hypno-Octopus, a vulgarious with the ability to control minds. It's Seafoam Friend for Madison, number 1.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Hollywood knows that people say they are tired of remakes and reboots.
Yeah, do we really need another Star is Born in a Pet Cemetery? Hey, is King Child Lion's Play coming out again?
Some studios have been getting clever and simply making a sequel, like the upcoming Shaft, which is a sequel to the Samuel L. Jackson one, which in itself was a sequel to the original Richard Roundtree flick.
You damn right.
So get ready for this. Walt Disney Pictures is reportedly developing Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot, but they say it's not a reboot.
It's a sequel?
They're calling it a legacy-quel, with Josh Gad signed on to star in the Rick Moranis role.
I don't know what the hell that means, but that is a good name. But do you have any idea what it means?
It's a new project that will be set in the same universe. Gad's going to play the grown-up version of scientist and inventor Wayne Szalinski's son, Adam, who accidentally shrinks his kids.
Ah, so this is a Teen Wolf 2 situation.
Pretty much. Originally planned for Disney+, now they're planning a theatrical release and is currently on the lookout for a filmmaker to direct.
May I suggest Jason Buterin?
Oh, God, I would pay good money to see Honey, I Shrunk the Giggles, or Honey, I Let the Light In, or Honey, I Tried the Devil's Lettuce and Saw Hot Pink Jesus!
Adult Swim has ordered Primal, a half-hour animated series from Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory creator Genndy Tartakovsky, for premiere this fall.
Setting my DVR now.
Of course, aren't we all? Primal features a caveman at the dawn of evolution, a dinosaur on the brink of extinction. Bonded by tragedy, this unlikely friendship becomes the only hope of survival in a violent primordial world.
Ah, so painstaking scientific authenticity as well.
Oh yeah, 100%. Not even professional buzzkill Neil deGrasse Tyson could find an issue with this. Tartakovsky is a Emmy-winning creator of the hit animated series Dexter's Laboratory and, of course, Samurai Jack, along with directing the original Star Wars Clone Wars series, both the full-length one and the 15-minute ones that came out during one of the movies. Samurai Jack aired for 5 seasons, not enough, the first 4 on Cartoon Network and the final season on Adult Swim, premiering in early 2017 to critical and public praise and winning its time slot each and every week. Now, in film, Tartakovsky directed all 3 Hotel Transylvania films and co-wrote the 3rd, which have collectively raked in over $1 billion at the worldwide box office, which is why an Adam Sandler vehicle in the new millennium has been good. Now, Primal debuts sometime this fall. Part of me is hoping it will actually be Primal Rage, based on the video game, not the horrible quasi-Bigfoot flick.
Shrinkage.
There was a pool.
Hey, it happens to every man. Even the one in the moon.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit of... huh?
Over the last few hundred million years, the moon's beltline has slimmed by approximately 150 feet, according to shrinkage researchers. A new study shows the moon's contractions continue today, causing ongoing surface fracturing. These active fractures, or thrust faults, are responsible for moonquakes.
New James Bond movie sounds dope.
Some of these quakes can be fairly strong, around 5 on the Richter scale, said Thomas Waters, senior scientist in the Center for Earth and Planetary Studies at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington.
But only about 2.7 on the Koenig scale.
The faults created by lunar shrinking take the form of stair-like cliffs. When scientists mapped the origins of the moonquakes recorded by the Apollo's seismometers, they found 8 of the 28 shallow quakes were within 18 miles of a visible lunar fault.
Shallow. Faults. Stop picking on the moon. Hey, you don't want to piss it off. It's got a dark side.
The new analysis shows 6 of the 8 quakes occurred when the moon was at its farthest point from Earth, its apogee when tidal forces put additional stress on lunar faults.
Oh, so the Earth and moon each seem to have parasitic qualities to each other.
We think it's very likely these 8 quakes were produced by faults slipping as stress built up when the lunar crust was compressed by global contraction and tidal forces, indicating that the Apollo seismometers recorded the shrinking moon and the moon is still tectonically active, said Waters, who changed his voice for no reason.
So we need to make a new moon, or just get ours some eugenics?
Hey, that's great. Establishing a new network of seismometers on the lunar surface should be a priority for human exploration of the moon, both to learn more about the moon's interior and to determine how much of a hazard moonquakes present, said Renee Weber, a planetary seismologist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. The one good thing about a shrinking moon is it'll make it easier for the cows to jump it.
Yeah, we're even appealing to the under 4 set.
Hey, Courtney's not too old for that yet, right?
Exactly. We know our demographic. A new report reveals that Amazon destroys millions of brand new items, including televisions, books, and even diapers it cannot sell.
Sorry, charities. We don't make enough money to be able to give this stuff to you.
Tons of items, many sold in their packaging, are dumped in landfill sites or incinerated. The waste was revealed by undercover investigators who secretly filmed in one of the multi-billion pound company's enormous warehouses.
Oh, so like Dateline. Damn, I was hoping it was a Borat thing.
Reporters posing as Amazon workers discovered an area called the Destruction Zone, where they covertly filmed staff loading untouched toys, unused kitchen equipment, and flat-screen TVs into skips to be transported to dumps. Later, cameras fitted to a drone tailed a truck crammed with expensive consumer goods from an Amazon warehouse to a waste disposal center and onto a landfill site.
Did they not try eBay?
In the documentary, company bosses told how the retail giant charges companies £22 for a meter of space to store their products. But that cost leaps to $430 for the same space after 6 months and $860 after a year. In one case, a businessman who featured in the program said Amazon charged his company £17 an item to return goods, but just £13 to destroy them. Suppliers say that when their products do not sell, they are left with no choice but to pay Amazon to destroy them because they cannot afford to have them returned or continue to be stored.
Dude, we gotta move somewhere outside of one of these things. I got a problem, dumpster or landfill diving.
Amazon has not spoken about this, so no idea if this happens worldwide. Regardless, you can do better, Amazon. The GRD needs a new laptop.
Yep.
Parents could use diapers. Why not donate instead of paying royalties to stream things like Kung Fu from Beyond the Grave, Meat for Satan's Icebox, and Terror at Blood Fart Lake? Wait, those aren't Buterin's movies, are they?
Nope. Now let us discuss a new, horrible film Amazon can stream while not giving things to charity. Clowns.
Wait, where? Where? Actually, unless it's Matricula, then.
Right? They scare some, they entertain others, and they are everywhere. From Pagliacci to Killer Clowns in Space, the criminally underseen Clown House, the upcoming It Chapter 2, and Joker, heading to theaters this year, shows that creepy clowns are always in style.
Well, those are just movies, man. They're not real. I'm not scared. You're scared.
One filmmaker is set to test that theory of yours. Director Todd Sheets has a film I am stunned Jason Buterin did not think of. Clownado. The story of a small town attacked by clowns that travel in a tornado.
Wait. Can Ian Ziering die in this one?
There is even a trailer that tells you, well, very little about the story.
Clowns in a tornado. What more do you need?
Well, the film has a plot description on IMDb that says, cursed demonic circus clowns set out on a vengeful massacre using tornadoes, and teases a battle between a femme fatale and the boss clown from hell.
Please be Sweet Tooth. Please be Sweet Tooth.
While the Extreme Entertainment and Film Corps production does not yet have a release date, it is directed by Todd Sheets and stars John O'Hara, Rachel Lagan, and Linnea Quigley. And come on, if she can handle a killer Santa Claus, creepazoids, and a damn imp in a bowling trophy, I'm sure she could deal with these clowns. I can see her now, standing there, all triumphant looking, having eradicated them and just leaving their shoes on the ground. And that would be a big feat.
Really? That's the joke you want to go out on?
Well, I figured that was a nice jester. GRD is licensed under the
Creative Nicely done.
Attribution is not commercial, not derivative works. Nice States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Screw the parsec. I'm putting this in for a Peabody.
Ooh, there it is. You know, I know someone that had an attitude about... Anyway, you know, you should come check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you can visit the website at geekradiodaily.com. Come join the Facebook group and see things that apparently even PRS doesn't. And drop us a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com.
I don't have time.
Or send us a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CROW.
And go get some wacky clown stuff happening, won't you?
You are all weirdos.
Well, that went well.
Such a gigantic walking nightmare.
Attention, the arcade is now closed.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but to say.
I was at this freak show one time and I saw these Siamese elephants. They was a joint at the end of their trunks like that. And this trainer would make them stand up on their back feet like that, and it had their trunk stretched like that. Then this little monkey would come out. Walk out there and dance a merengue right out there. I kind of felt sorry for them. They couldn't go like the other elephants when they go. All they could do is just blow and go.
North.
The other's eyes get real big.
Go on, Mama.
You sure that little asshole's through?